Well, Aaron, as we start out looking what's happening market-wise today, you know, we had that report come out yesterday, and the markets definitely reacted, not in the way many wanted them to, but are we still sitting here today kind of digesting all that information and what it means for the long term?
Yeah, I would say so. And the market's trying to figure out, you know, does it start playing the weather? Is this acreage battle over? Is there still a little bit of time? So it's trying to digest all of those things. And you said it about the report, you know, with corn, obviously, they've continued to not give us those lower numbers that people are anticipating that should come out with higher demand to China, with larger feeding amounts, just haven't dropped those numbers. And part of that's probably because they, with the way planting is going right now, with the way weather is, they're anticipating earlier corn to come to the market. You know, August corn from the south, September corn from us, if this continues the way it is, we saw a big jump in planting progress, well above the average right now. And if we don't get the rain this weekend that we're hoping for, obviously we'll be at a record pace and possibly get this crop in at a record time. So the market is looking at that from a corn perspective and expecting earlier corn, which will take away from the concern of old crop. And so you might see old crop just become a basis play for elevators, and that's where the strength will come from versus actually on the board. I could still see a small rally in old crop, but with those numbers yesterday, I think it's definitely going to limit the upside potential for old crop corn moving forward. And obviously with new crop corn, if the planting season goes the way or continues the way it is right now, there's not much bullish out there for it right now, barring a weather event on either one of those crops. So obviously weather events aren't something you or I or anyone can predict, and so we've got to take advantage and use the knowledge we have right now. And that would say that the upside is limited for both of those at this current time. When you look at the bean market, things still look positive out there. It's just traders are looking at this market and seeing that it is well overbought. And when they looked at that report, they kind of got what they were expecting and maybe not even quite what they were expecting. So when that happens, they've already built that into the marketplace. And the last couple of days, they've started to sell some of that off. So yesterday, initially, you saw some support with a sale to China early in the morning of 165,000 metric tons. But with moving forward here, the market's going to try to figure out how many acres have been stolen with this rally. I do think they have stolen acres. I've seen it through our clients with some switching going on in some of the marginal acre areas, and some of it's some large switching. So the market between now and that June 30th report is going to try to digest how many acres are stolen. There should remain some support underneath this bean market just because of you look out and see the carryout that's possible, and it's still not that large. It's just right now we are overbought, so the market's trying to correct that in the near term here and see what it does to demand. So moving forward, you know, we had a 25 million lower in the report, about 10 million above where the trade guess was. So like you said, still trying to digest that and still trying to digest, is this acreage battle done, or is there still a little bit more time moving forward here? So the report was obviously a big thing this week. We've had some very early planting going on. Obviously, the weather is going to start playing a big factor in this. There are some freezing temperatures going on in some very low portions, even all the way down into Kentucky right now. They're not looking at that as a big problem just now for corn or beans because, one, the beans aren't really planted yet, and corn is so early that it doesn't look like it's something that could hurt it. But it is something the market's going to watch here in the near term. With wheat, though, they are looking at this as a possible concern with some cold weather damage. But with wheat and the large supply, with things improving in Europe and China, them seeing better moisture, it's going to take a weather concern in one of those key producing countries to really keep this from trending down. And wheat will continue to be a follower market because of that.